God's lost majesty. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. What comes to your mind when you think of God and his Christ? What false perceptions of God have you developed in your lifetime? Every word of Scripture is a megaphone of warning to the believer. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Yet many ignore the words of wisdom that pepper the pages of the Holy Bible. Secular man has borrowed from their pages and produced many great ideals. Philosophy and psychology have twisted truths to support their own pet teaching. Science and medicine have borrowed facts, and a library of tomes have resulted. But unsaved man knows nothing of God's wisdom, as it is spiritually perceived. Natural man, the unsaved man, knows nothing of God's wisdom, for God's wisdom is spiritually discerned. Natural man knows little of God's character, and the church mirrors their progress. The church often shadows the trail of the natural and discovers half-truths. But right thinking about God and the Son of his love is critical to spiritual growth. For every thought we have of God influences the decisions we make. Think about the following. No nation in the history of the world has risen above their perception of God. No civilization has peaked above their consciousness of who God is. No peoples have exceeded their religious thinking of the nature of God. But like many peoples, civilizations and nations, this is how some people think. And many believers have fed on inaccurate and flawed thoughts of God. And many believers remain bound to the chains of religion built up in their youth. And many don't even realize this. This is a condition that has permeated the Church of God since the days of Paul. After my departure, savage wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. And one of Satan's most effective tools is to hamstring the mind of the believer. One of the enemy's strategies is to distort the believer's thoughts of God. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And Paul warned and urged, "Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." A low and debased view of God has infiltrated the secular and Christian world. A perception of God has built up in Christendom that does not truly reflect him. And today a low view of God and of his Christ is almost universally embraced. And a new philosophy of God has developed. A philosophy that is far from the truth, the way, and the life. Collectively and individually, we've lost our religious awe and consciousness of God. Collectively and individually, we have left our first love. The sense of his glory, majesty, and divine presence has all but evaporated. The awe-inspiring magnificence of his wisdom and power has seeped away. The spirit of worship and reverence of a supernatural Trinity has all but vanished. Amid the cutthroat realms of a satanically seduced, sin-sick world, God is dead, or God has lost the plot, or God doesn't care, and God's character is misaligned. There is little time or incentive to be still and know the God of the universe. And there are fewer who desire to fall in love with the lover of our soul, and to worship at his feet in grateful thanks and reverential tears. There is a decline in the knowledge and understanding of the Holy One of Israel, a dwindling of honour of him who made us and redeemed us for time and eternity, a misunderstanding of his methods to conform us into his image and likeness, and we worship a God of our own perception instead of the true and living Lord. There has always been a tendency for man to conceive in his heart who God is. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. His fatherhood is often debased by the experiences of an imperfect earthly father. His steadfastness is frequently disbelieved by the betrayal of spouse or friend. His commands are repeatedly translated into the demands of an imperfect church. His grace is often belittled, his love often spurned, his gift treated with contempt. All because throughout our imperfect life we've not discovered who he is, or are ill prepared to search our souls to discover the baseness in ourselves, or our biased perceptions. But he alone is holy, he alone is the Lord, he alone is the self-existent one, he alone is the self-sufficient one, he alone is sovereign, he alone is divinely omniscient, he alone is divinely omnipotent, he alone is divinely omnipresent. He alone is eternally faithful and just and holy and gracious and good and true. He alone is forever love. What does come to your mind when you think of God and his Christ? Have you developed any false perceptions of God in your lifetime? Have I? For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Are you prepared to humbly do anything about it? Am I humble enough to do so as well?